She has it. Check in with her.
From the Geologic Podcast, and you're listening to A Squeak Toy. And now, you're listening to Paradoxal Pterodactyl. And a little bit of Squeak Toy, too.
Episode 7!
Trying to stab you in the throat.
No, what are your dogs' names?
Shithead.
Fuckhead.
Stupid face.
Thing one and thing two.
Hey, dog.
They changed since the last time.
Ollie.
Cheesy now. And
Gigi is over there. Begging for something.
I heard you say Gigi. I thought you were going to say the other one's name was Alan.
She's named after Gigi Allen.
Word.
You know why? Because she shits on stage.
True story.
She rubs it all over, so. She raped some broad on stage once. It was weird.
That one is not good.
Seems that everyone is seeking perfection. Consequently, the wife criticizes the husband because she wants him to be perfect. A husband criticizes the wife because he wants her to be perfect. Parent criticizes the child because he wants the child to be perfect. The child criticizes the parents because he wants the parents to be perfect. The teacher criticizes the student because he wants the student to be perfect. The student criticizes the teacher because he wants the teacher to be perfect. The boss criticizes the worker because he wants the worker to be perfect. And the worker criticizes the boss because he wants the boss to be perfect. The minister criticizes the congregation because he wants them to be perfect. And the congregation criticizes the minister because they want him to be perfect. Everybody seems to be criticizing everybody else. I wonder why life sometimes is so difficult. Don't ask your boss, your wife, your child to be perfect. If they are reasonably perfect, you are a very fortunate person. Don't even ask yourself to be perfect. If you are reasonably perfect, you should be quite happy with yourself. This constant demanding of perfection from ourselves and others is one of the greatest discouraging factors in life. It's quite all right to ask for a perfect typewriter, or automobile, or something of a mechanical nature. But when you ask it of a human being, you are making an unreasonable demand. Save yourself much trouble and great discouragement in the years to come. Simply ask yourself this question. Am I criticizing simply because I want perfection? If so, be more reasonable. When someone criticizes you, ask the question, is he doing it because he wants me to be perfect? Then discount it. It's quite all right to seek perfection. But in dealing with yourself and others, make sure that you are reasonable.
Just a dream of a dream, even now, if you close your eyes tight and let your brain go to where it's whiter than snow, you'll see, you'll know.
Hello, thank you for requesting this free program.
I'm like amazed by that. Like, it's that responsive and consistent.
We're sure you'll feel this program is a complete learning experience.
Take a close look. Yeah, but much closer than that.
American movie or TV program, and when after JFK Airport, I'm coming to New Jersey in Brooklyn area. All building is the fire, empty, you know, shit. Mm-hmm. And I say, this is America.
Just a little bit off. Just a little bit off.
So these guys were just really, really inspired by the music they were into and were willing to put their time into it. And they were, so it's they're really fun people to talk to, and I respect them for a lot of stuff. The Gigi Allen thing, I have absolutely no respect for. That shit's nasty. That shit's full on nasty. But it's kind of a weird thing to be able to say that the guitar player in my band was open for Gigi Allen. Because they wouldn't seem ever to be connected.
Right.
Yeah. But now he plays Christian rock, I'm sure. And so back to my Southern Baptist thing. He plays Christian rock and he opened for Gigi Allen. And that's how it is in Memphis, Tennessee.
Thank you. Where are you from, what?
By the murder of God you committed.
It's always been dead to me.